Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna. Look, it is 6:44. We've had the Publix mascot Plato stop by, have an accident. His tail was too large and spilled some orange juice.
Yeah, just on my bag.
Now he's staring at me.
But now, you know, and then Michael Haynes, former Falcon, stops by. It's only 6:44 in the morning. Like, this morning cannot get more insane.
I know it, man. Y'all come by and see us. There's so much food out here. And it, like, if you're just hungry on your way to work, now's the time.
GPS this, 4480 South Cobb Drive Southeast in Smyrna. It's the Highland Park location. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. They are open right now, so you could go ahead and get your groceries for the weekend. Now, the Gators have hired offensive coordinator Buster Faulkner away from Tech. Didn't we just talk about yesterday?
The two of us feel very differently about this. I hurt for Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. This man over here has a twinkle in his eye.
Well, hold on a second. I do feel for Georgia Tech, the fans that actually – so apparently there's at least one fan out there that doesn't like Buster Faulkner, which I'm a little unsure of. This is the – I'm more excited as a Florida fan for this hire than I am John Summerall himself.
Yeah.
As amazing as that sounds. I'm getting more excited about Summerall because he's actually doing what he said he was going to do, which is not hire his friends. And it was something that I got to give State credit – because he was talking about it yesterday with Mike out at the Buffaloes in Cumming.
Yeah.
And he said that Summerall is true to his word when he says, I'm not going to hire my friends, because he had said that when he went to Tulane, there was some of his friends on that staff that got mad at him because he didn't take them with him from Troy. And he's doing the same thing, Allie, at Florida, where he's not he told some of the staff at Tulane, hey, some of you are coming and some of you aren't. And that this is a big boy job. And the Buster Faulkner hire is a big boy hire. It is one of the best OCs in college football. I had a Tech fan hit me this morning and say, well, I'm a Tech fan and I'm fine with it because all he did was throw screens. I would tell you that Buster Faulkner found a way to use Haynes King like no one else had. Because, Mike, where was Haynes King before he went to Georgia Tech?
I don't want to talk about that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. He was at Texas A&M. And he had Jimbo Fisher.
I know.
Haynes King actually was the first quarterback to play under a head coach who had never beaten Nick Saban.
Yeah,
which was Jimbo.
Yeah. Thank you for pointing
and
that out.
Jimbo didn't even use him to the extent and get out of him what Buster Faulkner was able to get out of him. And that's a testament to Buster Faulkner. It's also a testament to Haynes King. I'm not taking anyone for him. So I'm super excited about this hire. I don't know who's going to be quarterback, but I can tell you they are loaded with talent outside on the perimeter and in the backfield at Florida if they can get that quarterback job right with Buster.
And I am curious to get the temperature from Tech fans. If you're out there, tweet at us at 929 Morning Shift. What's the bigger loss for next season? Is it Haynes King or is it Buster Faulkner? I don't know. I feel like they obviously go hand in hand. It's kind of impossible to tell at this point, but I know there's already been Tech fans out there that you know, that have weighed in on that kind of topic. So I'll be curious. I do think it's a home run hire for Florida. I've already told you that I love the hire of Summerall. The thing about Summerall is he's done it at multiple places with multiple quarterbacks. Lane Kiffin has done that, but he has a lot more baggage. But some of these other, you know, coach hires inside of the SEC, you're like, all right, man, like you kind of caught lightning in a bottle, looking at you, Arkansas. And so we'll see what happens with that. But I think John Summerall's done it multiple times, multiple quarterbacks, multiple teams, and has been able to get it done. And now you add in a Buster Faulkner to the mix, and that is I can't help but think about what Georgia fans think about that. You know what I mean? Like, I think Georgia fans had a lot of respect for Buster Faulkner at Tech, and now he just moves to another rival inside of the SEC.
I think part of them is feeling good considering they feel like they figured what
they saw
Buster
Rubik's
is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's so simple that, you know, it's just that easy, but it's a really – it's a big boy hire. And it's kind of one of those where some are all, you know, some Florida fans from what I saw were underwhelmed by the Brad White hire as DC, who has had some really good years at Kentucky as their DC. But it's a big boy hire, and it's if the Florida fans aren't excited about that, then you guys just the entitlement is out of the world.
I hope Brent Key can land another good one.
I do too.
Because that program needs it on that side for sure.
Well, speaking of coaching changes, Kalen DeBoer is refuting the idea that he is leaving Bama. Let's take a listen to this.
We are extremely happy at Alabama. Love the challenge. Love the grind. Love this place. And there's never been any link. There's never been any conversation. There's never been any interest either way. And so I'm glad we can put that to bed right now.
Of course, he's talking about leaving for Penn State. That's the rumor that had been going around.
Yeah. Mike, I believe him. However, hear me out. It is very weird that there is no one linked to the Penn State job at all. And there was a link here, a small one, where somebody, you know, people were, the only links I've seen are people saying, well, why did Chesney, guys like Chesney, why did he leave James Madison and go to UCLA when he could have just went up the road to Penn State? There's no one even linked to that job, and it's really odd.
Well, and yeah, I don't know what to make of that. And I'll say this, the Kalen DeBoer thing, I think it really grew legs, the conversation, simply because of Jimmy Sexton. A lot of people look at Jimmy Sexton and wonder if he was playing the puppet strings. The Lane Kiffin thing was drawing out. He was the hot commodity. You know, he's obviously a Sexton client. Kalen DeBoer is a Sexton client. Had Kalen DeBoer lost the Iron Bowl and was out of the college ball playoff and the SEC title game, it would have probably made sense to people outside the program to say, Kalen to Penn State. Bama might be interested in Lane Kiffin back. But, yeah, I mean, it's all played out perfectly, in my opinion. I love Kalen DeBoer at Alabama, and he's got a big game this week.
Real quick, would they call Jimbo?
The latest thing I saw was Matt Campbell, which I think
– he's not leaving. I don't think he's leaving Iowa State.
I don't know. Have you hit your ceiling if you're Matt Campbell at Iowa State?
Problem is that they're – Penn State's not going to allow him or want him to do what he does there because he wants to recruit three stars and mold them, and that's not what Penn State's
sure he
about.
He wants to do that, or if he's been forced to do that?
He stayed there for a really long time, so it seems like he wants to do there. He could have had his pick of jobs for the last 8 years.
We'll see.
Well, got to mention that Kennesaw State is playing Jacksonville State. Also, the SEC Championship and ACC Championship are both tomorrow. But we'll get into more of those at 7:40 when you two have to make your picks for Man Up Monday. But it is time for my Mac Drop. We're going to talk about the hottest toys for 2025. If parents need to go out shopping, they are going after these items. And you guys are going to have to guess the prices. And our buddy Ben is walking around here in Publix with his little girl. So this first one is perfect for him. Because the number one gift, you both have little girls. I'm not sure they're in this era quite yet. But they will be the American Girl dolls.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So the girl of the year for 2026, her name is Raquel. Do you have any idea how much Raquel would cost?
Well, this is a good chance to throw out the fact that it's free when Santa brings it.
Yep. So, Santa, do your job.
Santa and your elves get busy. Which one of us has to go first here?
You do.
You
have
go
more
ahead,
experience
Mike.
Here.
I'm going to say for just a generic American Girl doll, I'm going to go $150.
Okay. What do you say, Bo?
I'm going to go
$149.99.
Wow. And he probably won.
No, you both are wrong, because these are Price is Right rules. So if you're over.
Yeah, that's
so
what you get.
Raquel for 2026, she is $135. However, if you want the American Girl doll that I had as a child, Kirsten, she costs $175.
There you go. So I feel like we were all
you
over
guys
that. I
mean,
won. It could have been anything. We were in the right section.
Should have won a dollar.
Yeah.
There's another highly sought-after toy this year. It's called Fur Real, F-U-R, Fur Real Maggie, and she is a pet Highland cow.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
Kind of like Easy. An animatronic Highland cow. How much does Maggie
this
cost?
This is what you get. This is
Bo.
What you get.
I'm going to go $39.99.
Uh-huh. And what are you going to do, Mike?
$40.
So, for real, Maggie is $44. Mike has won on this
Bam.
One.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get.
All right, let's move on to the Spider-Man Imaginaire Rider Bumper Car. So, it's basically like they get to ride around like in a four-wheel, like a little Jeep. You know how we
okay,
had little
yeah.
Jeeps? It's like
yep.
that, but it's Spider-Man.
Sure, okay.
How much would that cost?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
How big is this thing?
Probably about this bigger. I'm just holding like a beach ball in my hands. Probably about
like
a beach ball.
She's giving a hug.
Yeah, okay. Like you're giving a hug. It's like that big around, and that's your child can just sit inside, and there's a big Spider-Man display behind it.
Okay. All right. I'll go first here. I'm going to go $59.99.
Okay.
$1.
Now, Mike, you are right on this. It's $99. So a little bit pricey for this.
All right. In your face.
You know how toys somewhat kind of mimic what we use as adults?
Sure.
This next one is a VTech Explore and Learn Smart TV. How much would that cost?
Side note, my daughter has a Target shopping cart with a Starbucks in it.
What's the what's the size of the TV?
It's just a little one for
it's a
kid.
Tiny one, yeah.
Yeah, just a handheld.
It's like a fake TV. But
like the little ones you used to take on planes.
Yeah.
It's like when that was like, a thing.
I'm going to go $79.99.
Like a portable DVD player when those were a thing.
Yes.
He's too high, which makes this tough. He's too high. I'm going to go $39.99.
It is $19.
Dang it. I knew, dude, $19. I knew it was too high, but I was like, I don't want to go too far away.
This game is proof of how I live my life. Cause I'm like, it's too expensive. Dude, it's only this. Oh, really? I'll take three then.
All right. I've got one last one. I'm bringing this one up because I feel like parents should boycott this one. It is the Power Up Smart Paper Plane. So it's a little gadget you put around your paper plane to make it fly better.
Okay.
I feel like a child should make their own paper plane.
No, I'm immediately in.
Control it with your smartphone.
Okay, so, I mean, that's stop it.
Actually,
stop
cool.
it. Yes, it is.
I'm actually with Allie on
Grant
this one.
Wants that this Christmas. I got news for you.
I think kids should suffer the everything that goes through with trying to make a piece of paper fly and not just be like, oh, I can just gadget it up.
Well, it sounds like you do that and then
You make
know,
the paper airplane, and then you put the gadget on it, and then you
it
can
makes
control
it. Better.
Yeah.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
Is it my turn to go
yes.
first?
Go for it.
All right. I'm going to go with $50.
Okay.
That's $25.
Mike won on this one. It's $59.
God, if there was like a goalpost behind you, I would just – I'm not good at picking prices. I would posterize this man in the store.
This is literally my life. Like I see the price of something and I either buy it because I think it's just an amazing deal, or I won't buy it because I think it's overpriced.
Well, congratulations to you both. You kind of nailed that one. Merry Christmas to everyone. Good luck to parents that have to go out and find all these gifts. Don't be like Arnold Schwarzenegger and jingle all the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Good luck to Santa to find all of these gifts because they are highly sought after this Christmas season. Coming up, we are going to talk Falcons, Seahawks. Going to hear some audio from Jeff Ulbrich. It's next with the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix in Smyrna on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.